and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Christmas Eve. Only 24 hours separate Christmas Eve from Christmas Day, and currently, the difference is getting a lot smaller. Maybe you're like me and you have some kind of countdown that you kept checking off as the days went down. Mine currently just says 1 day till Christmas. Maybe you have an advent calendar that's full of certain kinds of treats or gifts for yourself as the days draw closer and closer to Christmas. Because families plan a lot around the day of Christmas. It's important to know exactly when Christmas Day is. Maybe you're like my family, where there are a lot of questions that surround Christmas. What time are you out of school? When is your flight coming in? For how long are you going to be here? Are you making that special ham for dinner? What do you mean we aren't opening presents until Christmas Day? Wait, we're doing homemade gifts? Does one-day shipping apply if I order it on Christmas Day? Plans upon plans upon plans are made, deciding everything from the worship services you're going to attend to what part of the country you're going to be on Christmas Day. And even if you have no real plan set, that's still all according to plan. You see, these plans can give us a source of comfort as you and I have gone throughout Advent and now are here today for Christmas. Because it may be a chaotic mess of stress and sugar, but it's okay. It's all going to plan. However, if you're like me and you focus a little bit too much on your plans, inevitably something goes wrong. The package didn't ship, you ordered the wrong size, or somebody's flight got canceled. Arguments with family members or friends kind of sour the festive mood that's been set. And suddenly everything is off track and you don't know how to get it back on schedule or if that's even possible. Plans get interrupted. But Christmas was a time for interruptions. The wise men hadn't planned on making this massive trip to Israel, had they? I mean, surely the wise men were just intending to spend this time of the year doing what they normally did, like the shepherds. The shepherds were out in the field. They had no intention of leaving their flock. They had their work and their daily routines, and they were planning to just continue on with their lives. And little did the shepherd or the wise men know that this baby was going to derail all the plans that they had. I mean, how could they have expected that they would end up in some stable next to Mary and Joseph? Joseph knew a thing or two about interruptions. See, on the Christmas day, he and Mary were traveling to his hometown to fulfill his responsibilities as a citizen because some guy named Caesar said that he wanted everybody to be counted for, and so he had to travel to his hometown to be registered. So Joseph took his newly betrothed, who seemed like she could give birth at any moment, and they made this trip from Galilee to Bethlehem. I'm sure it wasn't comfortable. There were probably frequent stops, back aches, and tired legs. And when they finally got to Bethlehem, there weren't any rooms for them to even sleep in. Joseph has to scrape things together just to get them a place in the stable that night. Joseph hadn't planned on sleeping next to a bunch of barn animals with his pregnant wife. In fact, none of this went according to plan for Joseph, was it? He had planned on getting married and settling down, maybe passing on his trade to his children, as it must have happened to him. Mary wasn't supposed to be pregnant. Joseph decided to divorce her. He was even going to do it quietly so that she wouldn't be put to shame. This was all part of Joseph's plan. It might have gotten derailed, but he was ready to put it back on track. Then an angel of the Lord appeared. I mean, talk about your interruptions. Christmas. Not only is Mary pregnant, But the child inside of her was given by the Holy Spirit. He's going to be the promised Messiah. All of Joseph's plans here, they're put to the wayside for the sake of this child that was to be born. You and I have plans that get interrupted. Joseph had plans that were interrupted, but there is one whose plans don't get interrupted. You see, what may have seemed like Joseph or our plans being interrupted is a sign that everything's really going according to plan. Not mankind's plan, but God's. I mean, remember, God promised a Savior. Once Adam and Eve had sinned and rebelled against the good and gracious will of God, mankind was doomed. Humans had jumped ship when it came to what God had wanted, and they tried to make their own plan for how the world should work. But God held the course. Time and time again, God kept to his plan. He promised the people of God again and again that a Savior would come, and he would bring about a world that was perfect and timeless. Time has passed. We just moved from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day, where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But every second of every day, you and I are moving closer and closer to the fulfillment of God's plan. Christ was born. He lived. He died. He rose again. What you and I are waiting for is for Christ to come again in all his glory and judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. Maybe you'll be out working, out on a trip. Maybe we'll be having a conversation. You and I have no idea when Christ will come again. It will be the last great interruption of the world. Small plans you and I have, they'll waste away like dust, and Christ will claim us as his own. It may be that Christ will be interrupting some great worldly event, like bells in the middle of a sermon. But it shouldn't be any reason for you or me to be startled. It's all part of the plan. Merry Christmas. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.